It's game time. Over to Derek Wills and Peter Loubardias with first period play-by-play. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth inside of the City TV building in downtown Calgary as we get set to bring you first period action from PNC Arena in Raleigh, where it's the Flames and Hurricanes. It is now time to introduce you to tonight's starting lineups. They are brought to you by Alpine Credits. We'll begin with the starters for Daryl Sutter's Flames at forward. A little bit different looking line, at least to start things off tonight. Elias Lindholm between Blake Coleman and Matthew Tkachuk. On defense, Noah Hanifin paired up with Rasmus Anderson. And in goal, it is Dan Vladar. And starting for Rod Brind'Amour's Hurricanes up front, Vincent Trocheck between Andrei Svechnikov and Jesper Fast. On the back end, Brady Shea paired up with Brett Pesce. And in net, it is Frederik Andersen. Tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home, Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. In this opening period, the Flames with their road white jerseys on with red and yellow trim, removing from left to right in your radios. The Hurricanes with their home black jerseys on with red and white trim are moving from right to left. Former Hurricane Noah Hanifin's going to throw the puck down the ice. Johnny Gaudreau off the bench, races into the forecheck, grabs it and tries to center it. Puck comes back to the blue line to Oliver Shillington, but he has his shot blocked, and now Jacob Slavin will skip the puck into the Flames zone. Chris Tanev clears it out. Gaudreau's going to grab it and back it up to Tanev. He slides it left wing side to Shillington. Banks it off the boards and out to center, and Gaudreau will dump it in from the red line. Interesting that Sutter started with Lindholm, Coleman, and Tkachuk, and now for the second shift of the game, he's reunited Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau on a line with Andrew Mangiapane.
Well, you know what he's looking for? He's looking for more balance in terms of scoring. There has not been enough.
Adam Ružička back in the lineup for the first time since the Flames came out of their COVID Christmas break, a healthy scratch in the last four games. Playing in a line with Milan Lucic and Trevor Lewis to start this hockey game off. Nikita Zadorov's going to clear the puck out. Hurricanes will bat it back in from center, and now Erik Branson will bounce it off of a body right into one of the benches and out of play as we approach the two-minute mark of a still scoreless first period. Faceoff coming up out of the neutral zone. Tonight's opening faceoff was brought to you by Eastside Dodge. Trucks are in short supply. Hurry into Eastside Dodge today to get your hands on a 2021 Ram 1500. Visit EastsideDodge.com. The officials tonight, the referees are Dan O'Rourke and TJ Luxmore, the linesmen Libor Shuchanik and Tyson Baker. Puck in behind the Hurricanes net. It comes back to the right point to Rasmus Anderson, who rims it around to the far side. And off the left point, Noah Hanifin will play it into the corner. Big collision there as Michael Backlund gets upended by Brett Pesce and is a bit slow to get up, but he is on his feet and drops the puck. Brett Ritchie with a shot, and it deflects wide of Frederik Andersen's net. And now here's Dylan Dubé with a centering pass, looking for Backlund in front. It ends up bouncing into the near corner where Anderson will pinch in and pick it up. He tries to feed it in front, has his pass blocked, and gets the puck back, and now plays it left point to Hanifin. Hanifin will throw it in behind the net. Ritchie gets dumped down to the ice as the puck is picked up and cleared out by the Hurricanes.
Derek, there's the type of shift that there was very little of last night in Tampa. That's a good sign.
Pretty good start for the Flames in this game against the Hurricanes tonight. As Elias Lindholm gets in there on the forecheck. In behind the net, Blake Coleman overskates the puck. Matthew Tkachuk's going to pick it up on the far quarter. So I guess that wasn't a one-shift thing to get this game going. Those new-look lines in the Flames' top six as Anderson's going to get his glove on the puck and hold on for a face-off. And speaking of Frederik Andersen, boy, year-to-year, he has certainly taken a big step forward at a career-high 2.96 goals against average and a career-low 895 save percentage in 24 games with the Maple Leafs last season. This season, a career-low 1.92 goals against average, fourth best in the NHL, and a career-high 929 save percentage, seventh best in the league. He's been brilliant in 22 games for the Hurricanes this season.
Has he ever? Never been a question about his consistency during the regular season.
And he's been healthy this year, and that was not the case with the Leafs last season. Slavin's going to shoot it in behind the Flames net. Puck rims around and ends up sliding by Sebastian Aho. And Monahan will pick it up, move it up the middle to Tanev, who lifts it up in the air and into Hurricanes territory, but that'll be an icing call. And that means a faceoff coming up deep in Flames territory to Dan Vladar's left. And the stats are misleading. He stops 29 of 33 shots last night, but was, I think, the Flames' best player in a 4-1 loss to the Lightning in Tampa. It was his first game in almost a month, and with the setback, his record falls to 5-2-1 with two shutouts, a 2.33 goals against average, and a 921 save percentage in eight games this season. Lou, we weren't sure what the Flames were getting in Dan Vladar because he played in five career NHL games prior to this season, but he's been an outstanding backup for them.
He has been excellent for a guy who's, you know, barely over 10 NHL games lifetime.
And still young. He's 24, which is young for any player in the league, but especially a goaltender. Hockey behind Vladar's net. Tony DeAngelo tries to center it. His pass gets blocked. And now Toivo Teravainen will pick it up on the far quarter, but he's pushed off the puck by Adam Ružička. And now it's scooped up and slid out to center by Milan Lucic, and Trevor Lewis will dump it in behind the Hurricanes' net. Ružička will grab it in the far quarter and center it. Lucic, a shot! I'm not sure Anderson saw it coming, but the puck hits him and stays out, and the Hurricanes will clear it out. And now the Flames backlund will bring it back in and shoot, and Anderson just gets a piece of the puck to knock it fluttering over top of the Hurricanes' net. A couple of close calls there. Puck back into the Flames' zone. Lewis will glove it down and chip it out. And it's picked up at the red line by Pesci, who plays it up the left wing side. And Brady Shea will shoot it in from center. Approaching the 5-minute mark of the opening period in Raleigh. Calgary out shooting Carolina 4-0. And they still scoreless game between the Flames and the Hurricanes.
The Flames look like a team that have dealt with two high-end teams, while the other group hasn't played since January 1st and beat Columbus 7-4 in that game.
Puck cleared up to the near boards, and Jordan Staal will softly slide it into the Flames zone. Chillington grabs it, bounces it off a body over to his partner Tanev, who plays the right wing side to Richie. Tries to move it a rink wide to Coleman. Coleman does grab it, shoot it, and he scores! Blake Coleman with a seeing eye shot that fools Frederick Anderson. The Flames strike first and take a 1-0 lead.
Well, I thought the goalie was going to be as big a lineup shift as there was, but that wasn't the case. Darryl Sutter shifts things around tonight, looking for more balance in his lineup, and he moves up Blake Coleman to play with Elias Lindholm and Matthew Tkachuk. And a bad giveaway inside the zone of the Hurricanes, and Coleman snipes his sixth of the year from long range to give the Flames a 1-0 lead.
Pretty important, because the Flames are 13-3-3 when they score first, only 4-6-3 when their opponent does. And after scoring first in 18 of their first 22 games this season, they had surrendered the first goal in 9 of their last 10 games. So the Flames will play front runners in this game against the Hurricanes here tonight. Carolina looking for a bump up shift. Andre Svechnikov gets hauled down by Blake Coleman in behind Dan Vladar's net, and down by a goal. The Hurricanes are about to be up by a man.
And Blake's first words out of his mouth as he got up after trailing the young Russian, come on. Knocked him down, headed to the penalty box, and considering that Mr. Coleman just scored, an important early penalty kill for the Flames, who did a nice job in that regard, thanks in big part to Daniel Vladar last night in Tampa Bay.
And Blake Coleman's been an important part of the Flames' penalty kill this season, so they'll miss him for the next 2 minutes or less. And the Hurricanes are really good on both sides of special teams. On the power play, they're at 23.7%. That is ninth in the NHL. And they've got 9 power play goals in their last 9 games, going 9-for-23, 39.1% during that stretch. He's back with a short-handed shot, easily blocked away by Anderson. Flames' penalty kill this season's been really good at 84.2%, ranked 5th in the league. Only the Penguins, Hurricanes, Ducks, and Rangers have been better, and they were somehow 2-for-2 on the PK in last night's 4-1 loss to the Lightning, who had a lot of chances, just couldn't put the puck past Dan Vladar.
Michael Backlund is off to his best start in a game tonight for quite some time.
Centering a new line with Dylan Dubé and Brett Ritchie. So far, the line changes that Daryl Sutter made going into this hockey game have paid dividends. All four lines have looked good for the Flames so far versus the Hurricanes. Minute now remaining in this Hurricanes power play as Slavin slides it up the right wing board to the puck. Gets shot in by Seth Jarvis. Rims around, back to the left point to Slavin. Slides the top of the far circle. Jarvis a shot off of Hanifin and wide to the near quarter. And now Svechnikov tries to play it back to the blue line, but the puck gets by Slavin. And the Hurricanes have to regroup at center. Slavin will lug it up the left wing side and shoot it in behind the Flames net. And now Backlund will reach out, chip the puck off the far boards and into the Hurricane zone. Slavin back to get it. Gives it to Svechnikov, but his one-touch pass intended for Nino Niederreiter, who scored in back-to-back games and who has four goals in his last four games, doesn't work. And now the Hurricanes have to regroup inside of their own end again. Here's Jesperi Kotkaniemi. 15 seconds left in the Hurricanes' power play. He crosses the Flames' line and drops right wing side to Niederreiter. He turns it over at the Flames' blue line. The Hurricanes have to chase it out to center again.
Good stick by Backlund on that entry attempt.
Svechnikov with a shot fought off by Vladar, and now Monahan will pick it up and drop it off to Lindholm. He crosses the red line and slides to the right wing side to Coleman, who's out of the penalty box. He flips it in front, bouncing puck, and it's off the right pad of Anderson, and it trickles wide of the Hurricanes' net. Good chance for the Flames right at the end of that penalty kill. We have now reached the 8-minute mark of the opening period. A fast start for the Flames in Raleigh, North Carolina tonight. They're up 7-2 in shots, and more importantly, lead the Hurricanes 1-0 up on the scoreboard at PNC Arena. Here comes Nikita Zadorov out to center ice. He'll give the puck to Gaudreau. Races it up the right wing side. Gaudreau backhands it in front. Coleman drives the net and knocks the goaltender, but not the puck, into the Hurricanes' net. And now a big body check as Rasmus Anderson absolutely lays his man out at the blue line. I think that was Jesper Faust that he hit. Here comes Gaudreau into Hurricanes territory now, ahead to Ruzicka, who can't settle it down and shoot. Now Adam Ruzicka's got it, and he gets hooked, and there's a penalty call coming up against the Hurricanes. So up a goal, the Flames will have an opportunity to add to their lead. They're about to be up a man for the first time tonight.
What a big hit. Rasmus Anderson throws on fellow defenseman Brady Shea.
I couldn't tell if it was 76 or 71, but I'm not sure 76 knows what hit him. I'm not sure the Hurricanes are sure what's hit them early in this hockey game. Excellent start for the Flames at PNC Arena in Raleigh. And after getting his second Stanley Cup ring yesterday, Blake Coleman, who had a heck of a game against his former team, was, I think, one of the Flames' best players last night. Well, he's off to a good start tonight. He's got the game's only goal. It is the Flames 1 and the Hurricanes nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home for your Calgary Flames and the NHL. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
1-0 Flames lead the Hurricanes and are about to head to their first power play of the hockey game. On the power play this season, the Flames are at 22.3%. That is 11th in the NHL. The Hurricanes' penalty kill, though, ranked second in the league at 89.5%. Only the Penguins have been better. And, Lou, their PK has been red hot. 22 for 22 in the last seven games.
Yeah, they've only given up five power play goals at home all year in 53 tries, but the Flames nearly made it six. Slavin failed to clear. Anderson to Tkachuk on the right wing boards. Made a great pass, or make that Lindholm to Tkachuk driving the net. And Anderson had to make a heck of a save off Matthew Tkachuk's redirect.
If you're just joining us, the Flames with some new look lines tonight and a new look first power play unit. Here's a hard shot from the left point that is gloved by Anderson, and he'll hold on. And boy, Oliver Shillington really leaned into that one.
Oliver Shillington all of a sudden has points in four straight games and leads all Flames defensemen in points with 19.
So the Flames' new look first power play unit has Lindholm, Tkachuk, Mangiapane, and Gaudreau as the four forwards, and Shillington as the one defenseman. Interesting. Back to the right point, held in there by Shillington, who gives it to Gaudreau, who moves it rink wide. His pass bounces away from Lindholm and Mangiapane, who has to chase it out to center.
Boy, a lot of wrinkles tonight.
A lot to catch up on. Here's Tkachuk. They'll give it to Gaudreau. Skates it in up the left wing side with a minute 18 left in the power play. Tries a bank shot off the back of Anderson. That doesn't work and will lead to a stoppage in play.
Somewhat desperate times will lead to change. And the Flames had only lost two in a row, but it's pretty evident, Derek, that Daryl Sutter's assessment was he didn't like what he saw against those two elite-type teams and said, we need to at least try and shuffle it up and see what happens.
And now we get a look for the first time at the new second power play unit. Isn't this interesting? They've got Monahan, Ruzicka, and Coleman at forward with Hanifin and Anderson on defense. Boy, the winds of change have blown through the Flames since last night's 4-1 loss to the Lightning. Here's Ruzicka in the slot with a shot, and he misses the Hurricanes' net, and Anderson's without his stick. And now the other Anderson, Rasmus, gives the puck away, and the Hurricanes will clear it down the ice.
The Hurricanes didn't concede this many good chances against the Flames December 9th on the penalty kill in five tries against.
Here comes Ruzicka. A stick handle in and flip the puck into the far corner to Monahan. Monahan gets hit and knocked off the puck and behind the net by former Oiler Ethan Bear, and the Hurricanes will clear it down the ice again. Anderson races back to get it. He's being hassled by Derek Stepan, who's in there on the forecheck. So Dubé is going to grab it, give it back to Anderson. Now 10 seconds left in this Flames power play, and a little bit more than 9 minutes remaining in the first period at PNC Arena in Raleigh. It is the Flames 1 and the Hurricanes nothing. Calgary out shooting Carolina 11-2. Pretty reflective of what we've seen so far tonight as Dylan Dubé gets upended in the far corner. Looked like a bit of a slew foot by Bear. And now a backhand shot by Backlund goes right into the chest protector of Anderson, who holds on as the Hurricanes penalty call comes to an end.
Tonight, perfect evidence of why you have to play the games. A lot of stuff to chew on so far in this game.
We'll chew on more of it when we come back, as will Pat, who will join us with a look at the Riverside Golf Center out-of-town scoreboard. But an excellent start for the Flames in the finale of their four-game road trip in Raleigh tonight. Blake Coleman's got the game's only goal, and the Flames lead the Hurricanes 1-0. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Your team, your station. Calgary Flames Radio is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
1-0 Flames lead the Hurricanes in this game. And now to get us caught up on what's going on in some other games with a look at the Riverside Golf Center out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
I'll disappoint you this time because nothing else is going on right now on the NHL ice. Next time we do it in the middle of a period, I'll have something for you. We're about half an hour away from puck drop in St. Louis. The Blues and Capitals go tonight at 6 o'clock. Pretty fun matchup. St. Louis, one of the top teams in the West. Washington, with 20 wins, one of the top teams in the East. 6 o'clock puck drop. That's on the other Sportsnet channels outside of Sportsnet West, which has this game on it right now.
Puck out the neutral zone. Tanev will back it up to Shillington. Returns the puck to... Well, he tried to give it to Dubé. It ends up bouncing away from him and from Backlund, and now ends up on Tanev's stick. He'll back it up to Shillington. He slides it to Backlund. He's off to a really good start in this game for the Flames, but his pass to Dubé gets knocked away, and Shillington has to retreat back in his own territory to pick the puck up. Gives it to Dubé. He taps it to Backlund. He'll drop to Tanev, who ends up turning the puck over, but Backlund's going to get it back for the Flames and skate it across center. Gets to the Hurricanes' blue line and flips the puck into the near quarter and chases it. But he's beaten there by Slavin. Moves it up the middle and out, but Coleman's going to pick the pocket of Fosta, the red line, and the Flames have it again. Coleman upended out in the neutral zone. May have stepped on Teravainen's stick there, so there's no penalty call as puck ends up deflecting over the glass and out of play.
Carolina not ready to play tonight. They look like a team that's been off, and we're not expecting what the Flames have thrown at them. Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every one of those that a Flames goalie makes, Shane Holmes donates to Kids Sport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com, the better way to build.
Face off to Anderson's left. Flames in there on the forecheck trying to steal the puck, and Coleman does. Coleman blocks it and shoots. And Anderson gets a piece of the puck, and it ends up deflecting over the glass and out of play. But Blake Coleman starting to find his game, Lou. did a lot of good things against the Panthers on Tuesday. Same can be said against the Lightning last night, and has maybe been the best player on the ice against the Hurricanes so far tonight.
He has been. Stole a puck in a 50-50 on the left wing boards from Jesper Foss, then slid it past Brady Shea, cut to the net, and rang it off the outside of the goalpost.
I thought that's what I saw, but I didn't hear a ping, so second guess myself. As the Hurricanes pair turns the puck over and then gets it back, and he'll bounce it off the far boards and into Flames territory. Dvorov's going to shovel it right back into the Hurricane zone with a little bit more than 7.5 minutes remaining in the opening period at PNC Arena in Raleigh. Where Calgary's out shooting Carolina at 12-2, and on Blake Coleman's second goal in three games and sixth of the season, the Flames lead the Hurricanes 1-0 tonight. Stepping in here, Stepan with a shot that deflects wide of the Flames' net. Jarvis will pick it up in the far corner. Knock it down low. Gabranson grabs it but can't clear it. It's held in by Steven Lorenz. Lorenz will leave it in the near corner. And now Jarvis tries to center it, but his pass is intercepted by Lucic, who skates the puck out, moves it up the middle of the ice to Monahan. One on four will cross the Hurricanes' blue line and get it in as the Flames complete a line change. They get their new look 1A or 1B line, whatever you want to call it, of Monahan, Gaudreau, and Mangiapane on the ice, but we've got a stoppage in play as a hand pass gets called.
Really smart play by Sean Monahan. Accepted a nice exit, went through the neutral zone, curled inside the Hurricane zone, didn't have anybody, looked to his left, saw Mangiapane coming off the bench, so a really good rim to an open area, which Andrew skated onto, and leads to this offensive zone faceoff.
To Anderson's left, the Hurricanes win it. And now D'Angelo will lift the puck up in the air and out. And now Monahan will pick it up and give it to Gaudreau. Brings it back in and drops Mangiapane to Monahan, who gets tripped up by Slavin just before he's about to shoot. The Hurricanes will clear it out. Well, the Flames forwards have really been working hard without the puck, Lou. Their back pressure have been excellent so far tonight. Now Hanifin breaks the stick, but the Hurricanes on the attack in the offensive zone. But good work by Backlund to steal the puck, and he'll skate it out to center. Crosses the Hurricanes line and drops it. Now Gaudreau to Mangiapane with a shot. And now Mangiapane tries another shot, but can't get it through to the goaltender Anderson. Gaudreau's got it behind the Hurricanes net. He walks out in front. It's forced behind the net. And now feeds it in front. Mangiapane tries a one-timer, but didn't get much mustard on that shot. Three pretty good chances for Andrew Mangiapane on this shift. Johnny Gaudreau trying to set him up again. Gives it to Backlund, who shoots, and that shot deflects off of Slavin and wide of the Hurricanes' net. The Hurricanes really look like a team that doesn't know what's hit them in the first 15 minutes of this first period, Lou.
They are getting embarrassed in this first period.
And now Richie gets tripped up in behind the Hurricanes' net. Brady Shea getting away with one there. Richie back on his feet, walks in front and shoots, and Anderson makes a terrific left pad stop.
Flames have won every race, every 50-50. They've tracked back beautifully in the neutral zone. They've exited their own zone. They have more shots with 5:23 to go in the first than they had in two periods last night in Tampa. And if it wasn't for Frederik Andersen, it could be three or four.
No doubt about it. Great start for the Flames in Raleigh, North Carolina tonight. We'll see if they can add to their lead when we come back. Blake Coleman's got the game's only goal. It is the Flames 1 and the Hurricanes nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Fired up since 1980, the Flames are only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
5:15 left of the first period. It is the Flames 1 and the Hurricanes nothing. And maybe even more impressive than that, Calgary out shooting Carolina 16-3.
Was Rod Brind'Amour animated during that timeout?
A sight for sore eyes for the Flames and their fans after the last couple of games. Back in the Flames zone, Svechnikov in front, and now a backhand by Foss is stopped by Vladar.
That's big. The only disappointing thing about this first period, way too many good chances to have just one. Give Freddie Anderson a lot of credit, and there's Vladar off the former Ranger, Jesper Foss, for the best opportunity of the game so far for the home side.
Chances, see if the Hurricanes respond to the tongue lashing that they got from their head coach Ron Brind'Amour, as you described perfectly. Faceoff coming up to Vladar's right. For those of you just joining us, lots of changes for the Flames tonight. Dan Vladar starts not only back-to-back games, but starts on back-to-back nights, which was surprising to say the least. And four new forward lines. I'll go through them quickly. Gaudreau has been moved to a line with Monahan and Mangiapane. Coleman goes onto a line with Lindholm and Tkachuk. And then you've got Dubé with Backlund and Richie, and Lucic with Ružička and Lewis. And those are just the changes five on five. Both power play units look completely different as well. Ace off to Vladar's right. Flames win that defensive zone draw. Puck slides right to their goaltender, and Vladar will cover it and freeze it for a faceoff.
No Pitlick, no Brad Richardson. Ružička inserted and helped the Flames draw their only power play, and had a good chance himself on the power play that he fired wide from about 15 feet.
Gudbranson will slip the puck out to center ice, where it's fired right back in by the Hurricanes. Vladar lifted off the glass, but he can't get it out. Martin Natchez holds it in, at least for a moment. Now the puck comes free, and here's a shot off the stick of Jesperi Kotkaniemi that's gloved by Vladar. And he'll hold on, and all of a sudden, he's a little bit busier than he was for most of this first period.
Well, if you're Calgary, you'd really love to reel this period in and make sure you have the lead when it's over. You've played too well to this point in time. And Derek, the Hurricanes, just too good a team to continue to turn pucks over and play as poorly as they did in the first 15 minutes.
Another goal before the end of the first period would be big, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if it goes to Calgary.
Yeah. Hurricanes will get the puck in deep. Aho on the forecheck, beaten there by his former teammate Hanifin. Now Lucic will chase the puck into the corner. Hits Bear and knocks him off the puck as Hanifin grabs it again and leaves it in behind the net for Gudbranson. Branson will bounce it off the boards ahead to Ružička. Chips it up the near side. Lucic will catch up to it behind the Hurricanes net and center it. Now Ružička moves it into the high slot. Anderson jumps up, can't pick up the puck. Now Ružička does and gets a weak backhand shot off. Knocked down and then covered up by Frederik Anderson.
Well, Rod Brind'Amour had an opportunity with Ružička's line out, and you've got two really good veterans playing with him, and Lewis and Lucic. They were able to exit their zone and get an offensive zone faceoff matched against the Aho line.
Monahan will take the draw. First time this season we've seen Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau reunited. That's how the Flames started the preseason, but it didn't last long. And all of a sudden, one of the most dynamic duos in the league for the better part of seven seasons is back together again. Pretty good winger on the other side of that line, too, with Andrew Mangiapane, who leads the NHL in road goals with 17. Flames get the puck in deep. Mangiapane and Gaudreau in there on the forecheck. Can't come up with the puck as Natchez will move it up the middle. And now Shea slides it to Kotkaniemi, who leaves it left wing side. Stahl with a shot, a bit of a fluttering puck that's gloved by Vladar, who will hold on.
Head coach Daryl Sutter looking for more balance throughout his lineup against a very balanced, fast, four-line opponent in the Hurricanes. And so far, all the buttons he's pushed have worked really well.
Faceoff coming up to Vladar's right. Lindholm wins that defensive zone draw, and Tanev will lift it up in the air, out to center ice, where it's picked up by Pesci. And he'll throw it in behind the Flames net. And now Vladar shoots it over the glass and out. And will there be a delay of game penalty here? Doesn't look like it.
No, I think I heard it hit some glass on the way out. Hurricanes have finally gotten to their game a little bit here the last 3 or 4 minutes. An impressive 23-7-1 record. They've been hit by COVID, not to the same extent as the Flames, but in preparation, a lot of guys were out 2, 3, 5, 6, 7.
You Here's Svechnikov in behind Vladar's net. He turns into the far corner. Plays it back to the blue line. Pesci, a shot through some traffic. Off a body and wide of Vladar's net. Back to the right point. Pesci winds, fires, they score! Brett Pesci pinballs the puck off a bunch of players in front. It may have hit Jesper Fast last, and after being completely outshot, outchanced, and outplayed in the opening period, the Hurricanes battle back and tie the game at one.
Definitely a redirect goal by Jesper Fast. Pesci let it go. Inside position on Oliver Shillington for Fast, and that's just a beautiful redirection. No real chance for Vladar on the near side of the net.
And we are back to square one, tied at one. And what do you always say about taking advantage of your opportunities when you're
clearly
by far
the
better of
team.
The two teams? Yeah.
Well, I think I said it a little earlier. The only concern I had was you only had one goal with a 16-4 edge in shots and a massive edge in chances at that point in time.
There's a shot off the far boards, knocked away off the stick of Fast, and Jarvis is in there with a forecheck for the Hurricanes, but back to wrestle it away from him, but he can't clear it out. And now Dubé is going to steal the puck as he lifts the stick of Lorenz and takes it away and slides it deep into Hurricanes territory. Dubé and Richie, and now Backlund in there with a forecheck. Backlund gets a sharp angle shot off. It's stopped by Anderson. And now Slavin will lift it up in the air and out. Hanifin turns it over. Hurricanes have to clear out on a delayed offside call, though, so Hanifin will take over behind his net as his opponents back off the change. And Hanifin will bounce it up the middle of the ice and deep into the Hurricanes zone. And Lewis and Ruzicka will go in there in the forecheck for the Flames. Palaho's going to grab it, lift it up in the air, and down the ice. Lucic trying to clear it out, can't. Puck ends up ricocheting behind the Flames net, but the Hurricanes again have to clear the zone on a delayed offside call as Hanifin will slide it up the left wing boards to Lucic, who knocks it in behind the Hurricanes net. A little bit less than a minute and a half to play in the opening period. Coleman and Fast have scored. We're tied at one tonight. Here comes Shillington dancing in. He centers it, and the Hurricanes net gets knocked off its moorings. The Flames want a penalty call. Doesn't look like they're going to get one.
Well, Oliver Shillington trying to extend his current point streak to 5, used his great feet to get to the middle in the slot, went to the back end and wanted to go cross crease for Trevor Lewis, who pointed feeling like Niederreiter took him intentionally into the mooring, but yes, he checked him, but that for me is not a penalty.
I would agree with you. Flames playing in their fifth back-to-back this season, and they've been good. They're 3-0-1 in the second half of back-to-backs, and their .875 point percentage is actually tied for second highest in the NHL in this situation. Only the Avalanche at a 1,000 point percentage. They're 2-0-0 have been better in back-to-backs, or at least in the second half of them. Blocking behind the Hurricanes' net, Mangiapane battling for it with Bear. Wins that fight for the puck and now gets body slammed down to the ice by Bear as Monahan swoops in and picks it up for the Flames. Monahan will bank it off the boards and in behind the Hurricanes net again. Mangiapane and Bear battle for it again. Mangiapane pokes it far corner to Gaudreau, who centers it to Monahan. Stick handle back to the Hurricanes blue line. Leave it right point for Tanev, who shovels it in behind the net. Mangiapane fails to find it, and the Hurricanes are going to clear it down the ice, and there should be and will be an icing call. So with the score tied at one, and with 43.4 seconds to play in the first period, the Flames will get another offensive zone faceoff.
Co-op members, enjoy an exclusive opportunity to watch the Flames live at the Saddle Dome. Save $20 off regular prices by purchasing tickets through the Co-op members portal. For more details, visit calgaryflames.com/tickets.
Flames with an offensive zone draw, but the puck ends up coming across the line, and Kachuk will catch up to it out at center. Leaves it at the red line for Lindholm, who whips it in behind the Hurricanes' net. Anderson comes out to play it and slides it up the near boards. Not out. Niederreiter trying to clear the zone camp, and now it's scooped up by Fast, and he'll take the puck out to center. Crosses the Flames' line, gets it in deep, goes after it on the forecheck. He's beaten there by Anderson, who leaves it behind the net, and now gets it back from his partner, Hannafin, who can't clear it. Hurricanes are going to hold it in. Here's Shea at the left point. They'll shovel it in behind the Flames' net. Trocheck taps the puck into the far corner to Faust. Faust trying to give it back to Vincent Trocheck. It gets it back and tries to slide it in front, but his pass to Shea misses, and that'll do it for the first period at PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina. One of the faster starts for the Flames this season, I would say. That's how good they were to get this game going. And they scored first for just the second time in the last 11 games. Blake Coleman with his second goal in three games and sixth of the season. Scores that one unassisted at 5:12 to make it 1-0 Calgary. The Flames were completely dominating the Carolina Hurricanes for the majority of the first period. Badly out shooting, badly out chancing them, but they couldn't get that second goal. And then during a TV timeout, Rod Brind'Amour chewed out his team and seemed to get him going. And they got the game-tying goal at 17:15. Jesper Faust scoring his eighth from Brett Pesce and Brady Shea. And it's 1-1 through 20 minutes tonight. I know it's 1-1, Lou, but a lot to like for the Flames in the first period of this game against the Hurricanes.
Absolutely a lot to like. The only thing you don't like is feels like they should be up by two. And they find themselves tied. And you know that the home team's going to get better because for 15 minutes, they look like somebody hit them with a truck that they didn't see coming. They were not ready. Flames played a great pace, forced turnovers. Carolina was very, very uncharacteristic with how they managed the puck. And Frederik Andersen is the reason that they had a chance to keep their feet underneath them, or this game could be pretty close to in that PNC Bank.
Well said. I thought the Carolina Hurricanes looked a lot like the Washington Generals, and the Calgary Flames looked a lot like the Harlem Globetrotters for about 15 minutes to start the first period, but how quickly things can change. As mentioned, Coleman makes it 1-0 Calgary before Faust gets Carolina back to even, despite the fact that the Flames outshot the Hurricanes 21-10 in the opening 20 minutes tonight. As far as special teams was concerned, the Flames 0-for-1 on the power play. That's the bad news. The good news is they were 1-for-1 on the penalty kill, powered by Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Your GSL family has expanded with the addition of Wolf Cadillac Calgary, focusing on customer loyalty and outstanding service every step of the way from first visit to purchase. Visit WolfCadillacCalgary.com. Looking forward to bringing you the second period. Of course, Pat Steinberg is standing by, and we'll host our first intermission right after the break. But when we do come back, we'll bring you the second period from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. It's time to Toyota under the Toyota Tower of Power. Order your new Toyota now and get zero down and make zero payments until June 2022 OAC. Plus, get free winter tires and or a free remote starter. Only for my friends at South Point Toyota. Again, the score through 20 minutes at PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina. It is the Flames 1 and the Hurricanes 1. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Through 20 with 40 to go. Second period play-by-play starts now with Derek and Peter. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, here's the good news. The Flames got off to a great, and I mean great, start in this game. Badly out shooting, badly out chancing, and yes, out scoring the Hurricanes. Blake Coleman scores the game's opening goal, his sixth of the season at 5:12 to make it 1-0. But then Rod Brind'Amour laid into his team during a TV timeout, and well, they responded in the right way to that tongue lashing from their head coach and scored pretty quickly after that. Jesper Faust with his eighth at 17:15 makes it 1-1. That's where we're at heading to period number two at PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina. Calgary outshoots Carolina 21-10 in the opening period. And Lou, there was a lot to like from a Flames perspective, wasn't there?
For 15 minutes, it was all Calgary. It wasn't even remotely close. Carolina looked like a team that hadn't played for a while. They made a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes. They barely had the puck. When they did, they turned it over a pile. You just hope from a Flames perspective, we're not looking back at game's end going, boy, if you only would have had two or three instead of just one.
Well, the Flames team that we saw in the first 15 minutes or so is a team that reminds me of the one that we saw for the first 20 or 25 games this season. Had the Hurricanes back on their heels. They were dictating. We'll see if we see more of that in the second and third periods tonight. Second period has started. Flames with their road white jerseys on, moving from right to left on your radios. The Hurricanes with their home blacks from left to right. The new number 1 or 1A or 1B line, whatever you want to call it, of Lindholm, Coleman, and Kachuk out there to start the second period for the Flames as they the puck deep into the Hurricane zone. Anderson out of his net will set it up for Slavin, who moves it up the near side to Pesci. He'll tap the puck to Foss, who slides it up the middle of the ice, but that pass is intercepted by Gaudreau, who's going to come the other way with it. Gaudreau leaves it right wing side for Monahan. Monahan drops it. Shillington shoots it. Good blocker stop by Anderson. The other top six line for the Flames. Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau reunited for the first time this season, playing in a line with Andrew Mangiapane. I like the looks of these two lines, or at least of the top six, with Coleman now in it. Bucking me on the Flames net, Gudbranson gives it to Gaudreau, moves it up the middle, looking for Lewis, but it ends up hopping away from him, and now Slavin slides the right wing side to D'Angelo. He'll bounce it into Flames territory, and Zadorov will take over and lift it up in the air and out to center ice. Niederreiter being hassled by Rogicku, picks his pocket, takes a shot, but it bounces off the outside of the Hurricanes net. Now it's cleared up the fireboards and sent out to center. D'Angelo, the backhand to the Flames' blue line, and now deep into their territory, and Branson will go back to get it. Ends off the forechecking Aho, but turns the puck over. Teravainen shoots and misses Vladar's net, and the Flames' goaltender had no idea where that puck was. Flames will clear it down the ice. D'Angelo sends it out to center. Aho gives it away, but now Natchez will pick it up and back it up to D'Angelo. Gives the puck away to Richie in behind his net. Richie backs into the far corner, tries a shot, turns into a pass. Dubé a shot, and it misses the Hurricanes net. And Anderson had lost his stick again. That's the second time tonight. Maybe he needs a little pine tar or stick-em-loo.
Maybe both.
Puck back to the Flames' blue line. Here is Staal. Staal will work it in behind Vladar's net. It ends up bouncing up the near boards to Bear. Bear will lock it down low to Natchez in the near quarter. Plays it right point to Bear again. Bear will shovel it in behind Vladar's net. Staal reaches out but can't get a stick of the puck. Now Anderson tries to clear. He can't, but Backlund will grab it and he'll slip it out to center where Dubé catches up to it. Now comes flying in up the left wing side. Dubé is forced behind the net by Bear. In there one on two, and now Lindholm comes in and grabs it and centers it. Puck by Kachuk, back to Tanev with a shot. And it deflects off a body, up over the glass, and into the netting.
Well, pretty good start to this period as well. Nice work by Dylan Dubé back on the wing tonight with Michael Backlund and Brett Ritchie. And Michael Backlund led everybody in shots on goal in the first period with 4. It's a good shift for that group again.
Michael Backlund, goalless in 13 games, dating back to November 21st, has 3 assists during that stretch. 14 games, if you want to include the first period in a bit tonight. So trying to snap that goalless streak. And the finale of a 4-game road trip versus the Hurricanes. Trocheck will skate it across center and shoot the puck in behind the Flames' net. Shillington will pick it up, but he can't clear it out. It's held in right point by Pesci, who shoots. That shot gets blocked by Shillington, who gets held up and still makes a good pass to Coleman, who skates it to the Hurricanes' blue line and flips it in behind Anderson's net. And there with the forecheck is Kachuk. He tries to play it back to the right point, but his pass gets by Gudbranson, and the Flames will go back to get it. Gudbranson clears it out. Monahan will poke the puck to Kachuk, lifts it up in the air, and in behind the Hurricanes' net. Heard scooped up by Pesci. He slides it up to the near side to Trocheck, who chips it off the glass and softly into Flames' territory. Zadorov will take over in the near quarter and now march up the middle across his blue line to the red line. And now he moves it to Monahan, who gets it in, but not in deep. Puck comes right back out. Now the Hurricanes will flip it in. Trocheck will lock it up the near side to Niederreiter. Niederreiter and Teravainen in there on the forecheck as Zadorov falls down and just lays on top of that loose puck to get a whistle.
Rod Brind'Amour, Derek, has primarily gone with Trocheck's line against Elias Lindholm's line, and then countered with Aho against Monahan tonight. That's been the matchup more often than not so far, with 15:58 to go and a 1-1 second period tie.
Special shout out to everybody who has tuned in. unable to watch the game tonight. Happy to have you with us here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 1-1 Flames and Hurricanes just past the 4-minute mark of the second period at PNC Arena in Raleigh. Shot wide of Lidar's net. Puck will ricochet up the near boards. Monahan gives it to Gaudreau. Gaudreau turns away from the forechecking, need a rider, nudges it up the near side to Monahan, who crosses the Hurricanes' blue line and slides it in behind the net to Mangiapane. Mangiapane tries to feed it out in front to Monahan, but the pass goes bouncing by him and gets by Hanifin at the left point. The Flames have to retreat back into their own territory to pick up the puck.
John was at the end of the shift, because if he wasn't, there was a real opportunity for him to jump in to the slot area, but he peeled off and went back to the bench.
Former Hurricanes defenseman Noah Hanifin standing behind his net, patiently waiting to set up the breakout to a chorus of boos from the fans who used to cheer for him. Back to the right point, bear with a blast, and he fires it wide of the Flames' net. Lewis tries to chip it out, but can't. Gets it back and gives it to Ruzicka, and he'll bounce it off the far boards and into the Hurricane zone. Lucic will hold it in and slide it up the near boards to Lewis. He gets taken down by Bear. Loose puck is picked up in behind the net by Ian Cole, and the veteran defenseman will lift it up in the air and into the Flames zone to Jarvis, who gets stood up by Zadorov, who stops him dead in his tracks. Now Lucic will scoop up a loose puck and slide it out to center ice ahead to Ruzicka. Slides across the red line and dumps it in. As we have passed the 5-minute mark of the second period, Calgary's out shooting Carolina 23-13 in a 1-1 game. Pesci up the right side with a shot that sails wide of Lidar's net. Puck held in far boards. Now Kotkaniemi will leave it left point. The Hurricanes changing on the fly here. Shea coughs the puck up. Flames will pick it up and clear it down the ice. Now Natchez will nudge it up the far boards. Ahead to Kotkaniemi. Third overall pick of the Canadiens back in 2018. Acquired by the Hurricanes during the offseason by way of offer sheet. One of those revenge offer sheets. The Canadiens tried to sign, well, they did sign Sebastian Aho to one. The Hurricanes matched that one. The Canadiens didn't match the offer sheet to Kotkaniemi. So it was fun to follow that story as it developed. We'll take a timeout. We are in period number two at PNC Arena in Raleigh. Flames wrap it up, a four-game road trip, trying to head home with a 2-2 record. And on goals by Blake Coleman for the visitors and Jesper Foss for the home side, the Flames and the Hurricanes are tied at one. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Streaming home and away on any device, Flames Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
1-1 Flames and Hurricanes just past the 6-minute mark of the second period. Blake Coleman scoring at 5:12 of the first. Jesper Foss at 17:15 of the opening period. If you get it to this score, Lucky beyond the Hurricanes net. Kachuk gets wrapped up from behind, and D'Angelo got away with one there. Tried to lasso Kachuk down to the ice. Hurricanes will clear it out and deep into the Flame zone. Svechnikov picks it up in behind the net. Feeds it in front. D'Angelo tries to pass to Foss, but puts it behind him. So the Flames are cleared out to center ice where Coleman corrals the puck. And the goal scorer will just flip it into the Hurricane zone as the Flames start to make a line change. Boy, Blake Coleman really seems to have found his game. Had a career-high 12 shots in the Flames' 6-2 loss to the Panthers on Tuesday, and then a game-high 8 hits in their 4-1 loss to the Lightning last night. Scored versus the Panthers, and now he scored versus the Hurricanes, Lou.
He seems to like playing against Tampa's old rivals.
Yeah, good point. If you're just joining us, some major changes to the Flames' 4 forward lines and 2 power play units tonight as Shea gets a wrist shot away, easily gloved by Villar, who holds on, and now Anderson and Aho get into it after the whistle.
Yeah, Rasmus with a little face wash for the terrific Finnish centerman, who's off to another good start this year. Sebastian Aho, 34 points in the 28 games that he has played. Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goalie, our friends at Shane Holmes donate to Kids Sport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com, a better way to build.
Yeah, Sebastian Aho wasn't bad on December 9th at Scotiabank Saddledome when he scored both Hurricanes goals, including the overtime winner in a 2-1 victory over the Flames. No doubt one of the top two-way centermen in the league. Here's Cole with a slap shot, kicked away by Vladar. And now Lorenz will pick it up in the near corner, tries to barge in front, loses it, Stephon shoots and scores. On a broken play, Derek Stepan picks up a loose puck and snaps it past Dan Vladar. His first goal at 11 gives the Hurricanes a 2-1 lead.
Stepan has always played well, regardless of the location against Calgary. Has 16 points now in 22 career games. Good work by Steven Lorenz. He got inside position on Adam Ruzicka, drove the puck to the net, tapped off his stick, and the Flames in front didn't do a good enough job occupying Derek Stepan.
Perfectly placed shot just inside the far goal post and just over the right pad of Dan Vladar, and Derek Stepan has the Hurricanes out in front 2-1, despite the fact that the Flames are out shooting them 23-17. Flames looking for a good bump up shift here as Lewis will rim the puck around, back to the left point, to Zadorov, tries to shot, but fans on it. Here come the Hurricanes, 3-on-2. Jarvis speeds it up the left wing side. He drops, and now Stepan shoots. That shot bounces around and harmlessly up the near boards. Lucic will pick it up and clear it out. And now Ruzicka will shoot the puck in behind the Hurricanes net from center.
Here's where you can't get frustrated. Stay with your game.
Here's Slavin. Right wing side, his pass bounces away from Natchez. Dubé trying to collect it at the Carolina line camp as it's picked up and dumped deep into Calgary territory. Chillington back to pick up the puck in the near corner, gives it to Backlund, moves it up the middle. Pass bounces away from Richie though, and now Fosk will fling it in behind the Flames net. Here's Chillington ahead to Backlund. It's pulled off the puck by Kotkaniemi, and we've got a stoppage in play, and a hand pass is why the whistle sounds. And with 11:03 left in the second period, it is now the Hurricanes 2 and the Flames 1.
Well, unfortunate, especially with the way the game began, but now the key is on night 3 of 4. You're probably a little frustrated because it's hard to imagine how the game has turned that way, but one of the reasons it's turned, and you knew this would happen. The Hurricanes, too good a team, Derek, to play the way they did for the first 15. They've outshot the Flames 8-2 in the second.
And here they come again. A sharp angle shot sails over top of Vladar's net. Svechnikov looking forward, can't find it. As Tkachuk will pick it up, lift it up in the air, and into Hurricanes territory. Shea shovels it out to center to Trocheck and skips it across to Svechnikov. Crosses the Flames line and shoots and scores. Svechnikov squeezes the puck through Dan Vladar. I think it's safe to say the Flames goaltender would like to have that one back. The Hurricanes have scored 3 unanswered. They've got a 3-1 lead.
Vinny Trocheck was awfully close to being offside on that entry.
Ooh, I wonder if the Flames will challenge this.
Right from the get-go, I thought it was really tight. And watching a couple other times, it is close.
And judging by what we're seeing on our monitors right now, it looks like the Flames might challenge. No, they've called a timeout. Well, this is what we saw from Rod Brind'Amour when his team was being badly outplayed in the first period. Started barking at his guys and got them back on their game. And now Daryl Sutter's marching up and down the Flames bench trying to get his team back into this game as a 1-0 lead has turned into a 3-1 deficit.
And doesn't this tell you that maybe Jacob Markstrom is fighting something?
Yep.
That one can't
go in. As a matter of fact,
in.
Jacob Markstrom's not even at the end of the Flames bench.
Although, isn't this a rink where sometimes they sit in a different spot?
Potentially, but not at the end of the Flames bench where the backup goaltender generally sits. Let's see if we can spot him somewhere else. Comes Chillington, and Chillington, the backhand! Stopped by Anderson! Probably his toughest stop so far tonight. Now Gaudreau's in there battling for it. Gets all tangled up with Cole as the Hurricanes will clear the puck down the ice. This should be and will be an icing call as we
inch towards the 10-minute mark of the second period. Blake Coleman gave the Flames a 1-0 lead. Probably should have had a 2 or 3 goal lead, but then Jesper Foss was able to tie things up for the Hurricanes before the end of the first, and on goals by Derek Stepan and Andrei Svechnikov in the second, suddenly it is Carolina 3 and Calgary 1.
Well, a good bump-up shift and an excellent chance by Oliver Shillington, who drove the front of the net, beat Tony DeAngelo, and Frederick Anderson, who was superb in the first, not as busy, but that's one of his better saves tonight, and he's made 23 of them.
Gorov trying to clear it out, can't. It's held in right point by Aho. Backhands it in behind the Flames net. Niederreiter and Gudbranson fighting for it along the end boards as Lindholm comes back defensively. Grabs the puck, gives it to Coleman, who skips it into the Hurricane zone. Kachuk chasing after it, overskates it, and the puck ends up rolling out to center. Svechnikov will bring it back in. Spin and center as pass goes right behind Faust and is too far for Aho to reach, but now Aho will play at left point. Puck gets fired to the net from there, but ends up bouncing wide, and Coleman will clear it out. And now Lewis will backhand it in behind the Hurricanes net. Anderson almost gives it away to Lewis, but ends up making a pass into the far corner. And now Bear will send the puck out to center to Faust, who bounces it by Hennepin and deep into the Flame zone. Svechnikov goes flying in there with a forecheck. Moves it into the far corner, looking for Procheck, who gets tied up and can't pick up the puck. But now Svechnikov does and gets a shot off. Blocker to side by Vladar, and now Ružička will scoop it up and skate it out. And he dumps the puck in from center. Ružička in there on the forecheck. 1-on-3, can't come up with the puck as Procheck, one-handed up the fireboards and out to center ice, where Lucic will scoop it up, bounce it off the blade of Richie's stick and right back in. Richie battling with Pesci forward in behind the Hurricanes net. Pesci goes down. He's really slow to get up. Can't put a lot of weight on that right leg. Appeared to twist it in a weird direction as Richie gets a wrist shot away, easily gloved by Anderson, who's going to hold on for a stoppage. And we'll step away with the Hurricanes out in front. 8:27 to play in period number 2 at PNC Arena in Raleigh. The Flames had a 1-0 lead, but it is now Carolina 3 and Calgary 1. After more of the second period, and a look at the Riverside Golf Center out-of-town scoreboard in a moment, this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Wills Lubardius Steinberg. This is Calgary Flames Radio on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On the scoreboard at PNC Arena, it is the Hurricanes 3 and the Flames 1. And now joining us with a look at the Riverside Golf Center out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Only one other game on the NHL ice tonight. It is underway now. They've just hit the midway mark, just passed it in the first period in St. Louis. Daniel Sprong is the only goal for Washington. They lead the Blues 1-0, about 9.5 minutes to go in the first period there. Just a two-game NHL schedule on this Friday night.
And we're not sure when the Flames' next game is going to be. It is scheduled to be played at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary next Thursday night, but a couple of games, actually three games, have already been postponed on what was supposed to be a road trip out west for the Senators. We'll have to wait and see if their games against the Flames and the Oilers follow suit.
Yeah, they're supposed to play in Edmonton on Monday and in Calgary Thursday.
Puck back into the Hurricane zone. I'll clear it out to center. H's slides it up the fireboards, and Cole will spin and fire it in from the red line. Vladar will lift it off the glass, not out. Now Backlund grabs the puck and nudges it up the near side to Dubé, who crosses the red line and shoots it in beyond the Hurricanes net. Flames are going to back off the change as Backlund goes in there with a forecheck that can't come up with the puck, and here comes Stahl the other way. Jordan Stahl drops it right wing side. Bear with a shot, blocked away by Vladar. Now Dubé will chip it off the boards to the Hurricanes' blue line, not out. Here comes Natchez the other way with a weak shot. Vladar fights it, but is able to knock the puck down to the ice and then cover it up with his glove and hold on. And Lou, just looking at his body language making that save, it looks like he's
feeling
a little shaken.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question, and it's the third one. And that's the difference. That's the maturing part of an NHL goalie who's only 24, is your ability to put a bad one behind you and get your game back to a quality level again.
Hurricanes win an offensive zone draw. And here's a centering pass. DeAngelo out in front. Shoots and scores. Make it four unanswered goals for the Hurricanes. Tony DeAngelo gives them a 4-1 lead.
Well, they win the draw, and they've won a lot of draws tonight. DeAngelo for Sebastian Aho. He was stopped on a waist-high rebound that went off the crossbar, and DeAngelo just stayed with it. He went around the back of the net after Aho's bunt hit the crossbar, and nobody was with DeAngelo, and he had the open side to fire it into.
The Flames' defensive zone coverage there was an absolute mess.
Right,
I think it's now safe to assume that Jacob Markstrom is not 100%. Maybe it's an injury, maybe it's an illness, but the fact that he's not starting tonight and now not coming into this game when the Flames could probably use a change in goal, I think tells you all you need to know.
Well, I felt that way when I saw number 80.
Yeah.
Head out to start warm-up tonight.
Again, that's just me speculating, but pretty easy to read the tea leaves, I suspect. As the Hurricanes will dump the puck in. Shots on goal are now even, 25-25. And once again, the Flames just not opportunistic enough when they were the better of the two teams, especially in the first 15 minutes or so of the first period. Let the Hurricanes hang around in this hockey game. And all of a sudden, it's Carolina 4 and Calgary 1. Here comes Coleman busting in, hauled down by Svechnikov. I'm sure the Flames want a penalty call on the play, but aren't going to get one.
How on earth is that not a penalty?
I thought it might be a penalty shot. I was waiting for the referee to point to center ice. Here comes Tkachuk in. Tkachuk with a shot. Scores! Blind justice! Matthew Tkachuk puts the puck between the legs of Frederik Andersen, and it trickles just into the Hurricanes' net. The Flames get a goal back and make it 4-2.
Well, a nice touch pass. Coleman, Lindholm, Tkachuk looks off Lindholm, and that was just enough to open Freddie Andersen's five hole enough. He got a stick on it, but it goes through him, and that has the Flames breathing again.
Well, the last time the Hurricanes played was on New Year's Day in Columbus. They beat the Blue Jackets 7-4 in a wild one at Nationwide Arena. Wouldn't mind seeing that type of game tonight. Maybe it'll turn into that. Right now it's Carolina 4 and Calgary 2. Lots of time left though. Here come the Hurricanes 2-1-1 to center. Puck centered in front. Stepan can't find it to his feet. Now Lorenz will drop it back to the blue line. Here's Cole winding and firing his stop. Rebound knocked wide by Stepan. Stepan will pick it up with a far quarter, play a left point. Cole, another shot that misses Vladar's net. Now Ruzicka lifted up in the air and out to center ice. Stahl will scoop it up, swing it up the near side to Jarvis, who brings it back into the Flame zone for the Hurricanes. Jarvis will drop it. Kotkaniemi shoots it. That shot deflects wide. A little bit less than 6 minutes to play in the second period in Raleigh. Well, the Flames had a 1-0 lead before the Hurricanes jumped out in front 4-1, but the Flames have made it a two-goal game again. The Hurricanes' lead is 4-2. Here's Kotkaniemi with a shot off a body and way wide. Now Natchez, the battle with 10, have four in the near quarter. Ruzicka comes in to help out, gives the puck right to Natchez, and now it bounces free for Kotkaniemi, who drops. Here's a shot off the goalpost! Well, Dan Vladar got a little bit of help from the goalpost and the crossbar in last night's game against the Lightning, and his best friends just bailed him out there. Now Tanev will send the puck out to center to Mangiapane. He crosses the Hurricanes line and drops the backman, who gets tripped up, and now we've got a penalty call coming up. The referees had no choice but to call that one as Kotkaniemi and Pesci converged on Backlund and tripped him up, and the Flames down two goals. We'll be up a man with a chance to make it a one-goal game again when we come back. Turned into a wild one at PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina tonight. Scoring for the Flames, Coleman and Tkachuk. Those two goals sandwiching four by the Hurricanes. Faust, Stepan, Svechnikov, and D'Angelo have scored for the home side. It is the Hurricanes 4 and the Flames 2. We'll see if the Flames can inch a little closer on the power play when we come back. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It is Carolina 4, Calgary 2. The Flames on the power play trying to make it a one-goal game again. They're 0-for-1 with a man advantage tonight and up against one of the top penalty kills in the National Hockey League. The Hurricanes ranked second coming in. And on the attack, despite being shorthanded right now, is Trocheck. Will backhand the puck beyond the Flames net. Gaudreau will grab it. Again, if you're just joining us, four new-look lines and two new-look power play units for the Flames in this game against the Hurricanes tonight. Aho and Shillington getting into it. As Gaudreau will grab the puck, slide it ahead to Tkachuk, who turns it over to Aho. Aho comes it up the left-wing side, does a button hook, turns back to the blue line, rags the puck, and now reverses it back into his zone to Cole. What penalty killing by Sebastian Aho.
Strip Johnny Gaudreau, then strip Matthew Tkachuk. 1 minute left in the Flames power play.
Pretty good stripper. Here comes Gaudreau across the red line. And he'll dump the pocket behind the Hurricanes net with a little bit less than a minute remaining in this Flames power play. And just under four to play in the second. With the Canes up by two. Here's Hanifin into the near quarter to Gaudreau. Plays it back at the left point, Hanifin. Far circle, Tkachuk with a one-time shot. Turned aside by Anderson. Now Mangiapane's got the puck at the bottom of the near face-off circle. It gets pushed off of it by Faust, and the Hurricanes will clear it down the ice again.
Jesper Faust has had a whale of a hockey game. He and Trocheck, for me in particular.
Here's Hanifin. Out to center ice to Anderson, who shoots the puck behind the Hurricanes' net. Monahan catches up to it in the near corner for the Flames. Gets wrapped up from behind by Trocheck. Coleman comes in to help. Digs the puck free for Monahan. Locks it behind Anderson's net. Monahan twisting and turning. Plays it back to the left point to Hanifin. Hanifin will shovel it in behind the Hurricanes' net. Monahan and Coleman in there digging forward for the Flames as their power play comes to an end. But back to the blue line to Hanifin. Plays it far side to Anderson. Anderson with a shot knocked down by Shea. And now Trocheck will chip it off the far boards. And Aho will catch up to it in Flames territory. The Hurricanes back to full strength. Leading by two with just over 2 minutes to play in the second. Dubé will chase the puck out of the Hurricane zone. He gets taken down by Slavin, and now Richie with a shot. It's fought off by Anderson. I'm having a hard time figuring out what is and what isn't a penalty tonight.
Dubé could have been penalized that time.
Here comes Richie, and up the right wing side. He'll shovel it in behind Anderson's net. Richie chasing it, gets spun off the puck by Stahl. And now I think we've got a penalty call coming up against the Hurricanes.
Yeah, you do. You have one coming up against, I think that's Vinny Trocheck, because he took one hand off his stick and he wrapped it around Dylan Dubé behind the net. And the Flames, who are 0 for 2 on the power play, will get another chance here late. It was actually Brett Ritchie who he grabbed. Dylan Dubé was there as well.
Well, what an opportunity for the Flames late in the second period to make it a one-goal game again, Lou.
Well, this is what power plays are about. It's not how many sometimes, but it's what you do with the key ones. This is a huge opportunity for the hockey team.
2:06 to play in the second. Flames will spend the majority of the rest of the second period on the power play, unless they score, of course, or unless they take a penalty. But great chance to get back to within one goal before we go to the third. Hurricanes win the defensive zone draw and shoot the puck down the ice. The Flames new look first power play unit will start things off. Lindholm, Gaudreau, Tkachuk, and Mangiapane are the four forwards. Shillington's the one defenseman. He'll wind up. Crosses blue line, Shillington speeds across center, now across the Hurricanes line, leaves it left wing side for Mangiapane. Bats it up the far boards to Tkachuk. Slavin trying to strip him of the puck, can't. And now he's got it, Slavin will drop it. And it's skipped down the ice by Faust. Lindholm will retrieve it behind the Flames net. And speed to his blue line. Now he crosses the red line and enters Hurricanes territory. Lindholm gets knocked off the puck, and now Tero Vinen will grab it, but he can't clear it. Here's Tkachuk, left point to Hanifin. He shoots, that shot goes off Lindholm and bounces over the glass and out of play.
That's what you like to see, though. Net front presence, taking Freddie Anderson's eyes away, You know, even in the first period, the Flames had 21 shots on goal. But in order for them to start scoring more, Derek, they have to start getting to the front of the net more for second and thirds.
Monahan wins an offensive zone draw. Back to the left point to Anderson. Walks the line and slides it far half boards to Hannafin, who shoots. That shot gets blocked, and the Hurricanes are going to clear the puck down the ice again. In case you didn't hear it, we're into the final 60 seconds of the second period. Calgary had a 1-0 lead before Carolina scored four straight, but the Flames getting one of those goals back. Now trail the Hurricanes by two. Hannafin, a former Hurricane, slides it right wing side to Anderson. Across the center and shoots it in. Lock the rim around to the near boards. Richie. Make that Monahan's able to grab it. Knock it into the far corner. Anderson overskates it though, and here comes Natchez out to center ice. He springs Stepan, who's got a break. Stepan into the backhand. Stopped by Vladar. A huge save by Dan Vladar, who stops Derek Stepan on a clear-cut breakaway.
That's a game saver.
Here comes Coleman the other way. He crosses the red line and dumps it in with now 8 seconds left of this Flames power play. The Hurricanes will clear it. Tanev will back it up to Shillington. Power play is over. We're into the final 5 seconds of the second period. And Tanev just wants to make sure that his team doesn't make another mistake. They'll kill the clock, and that'll do it for the first 40 minutes at PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina. Much different second period than first period. Flames dominated the first approximately 15 minutes, but only had a 1-0 lead on a Blake Coleman goal before Jesper Fast tied it before the end of the first period. And then the Hurricanes pulled away in the second. Derek Stepan making it 2-1. Andrei Svechnikov making it 3-1. Tony DeAngelo making it 4-1 before Matthew Tkachuk stopped the bleeding, making it 4-2. And that's where we're at through two periods of play tonight as we look forward to what should be a good third period. We'll bring it to you from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. It's time to Toyota under the Toyota Tower of Power. Get a relief from your current vehicle payments while we order your new Toyota with special finance and lease rates only for my friends over at South Point Toyota.
Should mention that Sporting Life is a brand new ticket distributor for Flames single game seats. They're available at either their Market Mall or South Center Mall locations starting from $79.99. For more info, visit calgaryflames.com/tickets. And while we're here, should check in on the Calgary Flames Foundation 50-50 draw. They're available, those tickets, at calgaryflames.com/50-50 until 11 o'clock every game day. Visit calgaryflames.com/50-50 now.
The current jackpot is at $24,710. Well, the Flames power play has let them down the last few games. They had some opportunities in that 6-2 loss to the Panthers on Tuesday, and again in their 4-1 loss to the Lightning last night, and again in a game they trail 4-2 versus the Hurricanes tonight. The Flames 0-for-3 in the power play. I guess that's the bad news. The good news is they've been disciplined. They've only been shorthanded once. They are 1-for-1 on the penalty kill, powered by Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Your GSL family has expanded with the addition of Wolf Cadillac Calgary, focusing on customer loyalty and outstanding service every step of the way from first visit to purchase. Visit wolfcadillaccalgary.com. It is the Hurricanes 4 and the Flames 2, and this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Time for the final frame. Third period play-by-play is on Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, if you turn the game off following the first 15 minutes of the first period, you might be surprised to learn that it's the Hurricanes 4 and the Flames 2 through two periods of play at PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina tonight. The Flames dominant to start this hockey game, but only took a 1-0 lead on a goal by Blake Coleman, and then the Hurricanes scored four straight. Jesper Fast, Derek Stepan, Andrei Svechnikov, and Tony DeAngelo making it 4-1 before Matthew Tkachuk made it 4-2. Lou, the Flames had a couple of power play opportunities after that to make it 4-3. Couldn't capitalize against the league's second best penalty killer, so they still trail by two going into the third. What has to happen for them to get back in this hockey game?
Well, you have to get back closer to the way you started the game, where your tracking was excellent, you're winning 50-50 puck battles, and the key for this team, they need good, sustained offensive zone shifts. They had quite a few of those in the first. There weren't many of those in period number two.
Well, the last time the Hurricanes played, which was on New Year's Day, they got into a run-and-gun game against the Blue Jackets. They won 7-4 in Columbus, and Flames don't really want to play that track meet type of game, but might be forced to, trailing by two goals going into the third period tonight. We'll see if they can get a quick one and grab some momentum early in this third period, which we will bring you from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. It's time to Toyota under the Toyota Tower of Power. Order your new Toyota now and get zero down and make zero payments until June 2022 OAC. Plus, get free winter tires and or a free remote starter. Only for my friends at South Point Toyota. Well, the puck is dropped and we are underway with the third period of play. In Raleigh, the Flames with their road white jerseys on are moving from left to right in your radios. The Hurricanes with their home whites from right to left. And we do apologize. There is a bit of a delay between what we're seeing and hearing from PNC Arena. So if it sounds like we're late reacting to the effects that you're hearing in the background, that would explain it.
Flames need to win a few more faceoffs. 67-33, the percentage is after two.
Shots on goal, 28-28. It's a long shot. The 29th shot on goal for the Flames, easily turned aside by the Hurricanes' Anderson as the puck now deflects up over the glass and out of play. Frederick Anderson, hot, looking for a seventh straight win tonight.
He was so good in the first period. He might like to have the Tkachuk goal back. It's funny, the two goals that have beaten him, probably he'd like to have back. Everything else in the middle, he's been excellent. And in some ways, especially in the playoffs, that's what Frederick Anderson has been somewhat like. And in the postseason, it's been costly.
If you're just joining us, the guy at the other end of the ice tonight is Dan Vladar, getting a second straight start on a second straight night, which raises some eyebrows. Jacob Markstrom is the Flames' backup for this game against the Hurricanes, but we all thought he'd be starting tonight. Comes Monahan across the Hurricanes line. He'll chip it off the boards, and Mangiapane will catch up to it behind Anderson's net. Slavin staples him to the end boards. Monahan comes in to help out. As Mangiapane will pick up the puck in the far corner, walk in front, spin, and slide it down low. Good rope. Gets beaten there by D'Angelo, but now Monahan's going to scoop it up and center it in front, but puck doesn't get to Monahan or Gaudreau or Mangiapane. And now the Hurricanes are going to throw it in behind Vladar's net. Manip chasing after it, can't catch up to it. It ends up getting by Cole at the left point, and it slides down the ice, and that'll be an icing call on the Flames.
You know who's had a tough go the last couple of nights for the Flames? Number 13. Not generated a whole bunch. Better in the first tonight. Did not have a shot on goal last night in the game.
Playing on a new line tonight with an old line mate. Sean Monahan centering Johnny Gaudreau and Andrew Mangiapane on what I'll call the 1B line. Elias Lindholm centering Blake Coleman and Matthew Tkachuk on what I'll call the 1A line. Hockey behind the Flames net, Shillington. Can't clear on his first attempt or on his second as Nature steals the puck and leaves it in behind the net for Stahl. Turns into the far corner and plays it right point. Cole will shovel it in behind the Flames net. Richie gets there first and moves it down low to Gudbranson, who gives it away. Gets it back from Niederreiter but can't clear it out. And out scooped up in the near corner by Natchez. He feeds it in front. Here's a one-time shot wide of the Flames net. Cole's able to hold it in left wing side for the Hurricanes. Richie wrestles it away from him, though, and now Shillington will slide it down the ice, and this should be, but it won't be an icing call. They wave it off. Cole will take a pass from his goaltender, Anderson. Circle the net, and slide it up the right wing side. Puck gets chipped to the Flames' blue line by Jarvis, but the Hurricanes get denied entry as Lucic will pick the puck up. And play it down the ice. The Hurricanes are going to dump it in again. Branson will grab it from his goaltender, Vladar. Slide it up the near boards, not out. It's knocked down, and now trying a shot is Lorenz, but was off a stick and away wide, and Lorenz will pick it up at the right point, but he ends up giving the puck away to Zadorov as the Hurricanes are going to back off the change. And Zadorov will slide it over to Gudbranson, who clears the puck out to center. And at center, Brady Shea is just sitting on Trevor Lewis. Not sure if he wants a piggyback ride or what's going on there. No penalty call on the play, though. Is. Here comes Pesci out to center ice. Pesci crosses the red line, gets to the Flames' blue line, and pitchforks the puck into the far corner. Hanifin bumped along the end boards by Svechnikov, leaves it for Lindholm, who slides it to Coleman. Coleman can't clear it, though. Foss knocks it down, and another puck ends up getting deflected over the glass and out of play with 3 minutes and 10 seconds having expired in the third period. And the Hurricanes out in front of the Flames, 4-2.
And at the Flames bench, I see a lot of frustration and body language that will tell you it's been a rough few games.
Yeah, a lot of hanging heads over there. Still time, though. Next goal is going to be a big one if indeed another goal gets scored. Puck gets cleared out to center. Coleman will chip it and chase it. It's beaten to that puck by D'Angelo. D'Angelo can't clear it. Coleman holds it in, at least for a moment. Now Slavin picks it up and slides it out. Krocek, it's turned back at the Flames' blue line, though. Now Tkachuk gives it to Coleman, who steps in and shoots. Anderson the save. Big rebound, but the Hurricanes corral it. And they clear the puck down the ice, and that'll be an icing call. And Tony D'Angelo, an interesting signing by the Hurricanes during the offseason. Had a big year for the Rangers back in 2019-2020. Finished tied for fourth in the NHL in goals by defensemen with 15 and points by defensemen with 53 in just 68 games. Had one assist in six games to start last season before he got into an altercation with one of his teammates and got put on waivers and then got bought out of the final season of his two-year $9.6 million contract with the Rangers. And then he signed a one-year $1 million contract with the Hurricanes, which to this point in the season has paid off.
Has a goal tonight, 23 points on the season.
In just 25 games.
And a seven during COVID.
Locked deep of the Flame zone, twisting and turning in the near corner. Is Trocheck. He'll slide the puck in behind the net to Svechnikov, who's been dangerous as usual tonight. He tries to feed it in front. Foss jamming away, but Vladar gets his glove on the puck and freezes it for a faceoff.
There is little doubt the best Carolina line tonight has not been the Aho line. It's been the Trocheck line with Svechnikov and Jesper Foss. They've been matched the majority of the night against the Monahan line with Gaudreau and Andrew Mangiapane. And they have had a very impressive night after the first 15 minutes where no one on Carolina was very good.
Louis commented earlier about the body language over on the Flames bench. I've got to wonder if fatigue has become a factor. This is the second half of a back-to-back. It's the third game in four nights. And we're talking about three games against three of the top teams in the league. All of them fast-paced. All of them feisty. I wonder if the Flames are a mentally and physically tired team after this tough stretch of games.
Derek, tonight also marks road game number 22. And they've been to the East three times.
Yes.
Three times this season.
Just to put that in perspective, they have played twice as many road games as they have home games this season. 22-11, as strange as that might sound. Here comes Hanifin, and up the left wing side. The former Hurricane shoots, gets stopped. Big rebound off the left pad of Anderson, but Richie can't corral the puck. Now Dubé gets thumped by Niederreiter in the near corner. Dubé still in there digging for it. He'll pick up the puck and take it into the near corner. Now he gets knocked out of the ice. Him and Niederreiter really battling and now exchanging some punches, and we've got at least one penalty call coming up here.
There's been some nasty stuff that has gone on tonight. And Nino Niederreiter, which is somewhat uncharacteristic for the product of Chur, Switzerland. He's involved with Dylan Dubé. Couple of cross checks to the back. And then
A headlock.
Dylan lost his helmet. And then Dylan gave him a shot in the head after he lost his helmet.
And I was afraid that Dubé got called for retaliating, but it's Niederreiter that goes, which means the Flames will head to another power play. And I know it's a two-goal game, and there's lots of time. Actually, check that. Now it's a 4-on-4. Dubé goes to the box as well. So Niederreiter got his money's worth there because Dubé threw one punch. Niederreiter cross-checked him 3 or 4 times. He threw a punch as well, so we'll play a little 4-on-4 hockey as we approach the 5-minute mark of the third period. It is the Hurricanes 4 and the Flames 2. Scoring for Calgary, Coleman and Tkachuk. Those two goals sandwiching 4 by the Hurricanes. Faust, Stepan, Svechnikov, and D'Angelo. Here's Hanifin, former Hurricane and current Flames defenseman. Lock it into the near corner, but Lindholm can't come up on the puck as it's cleared out. Flames with some offensive firepower out there in this 4-on-4 situation. They've got Gaudreau and Lindholm at forward. Anderson will turn back into his territory, runs into the referee, backhands the puck up the far boards to Gaudreau, leaves it behind for Hanifin, slides it right wing side to Anderson, tries to move it up the middle, but his pass misses Lindholm, and that turns into an icing call on the Flames.
31-29, the shots. Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender, Shane Holmes donates to Kidsport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com. The better way to build.
Apparently Pat wants to dance with somebody. Just busting a move here in the boardroom.
Well, if you sit in this room long enough, you'll feel the heat with somebody, I can tell you that.
The heat is on. Here's Aho with a shot off the skate of Anderson, deflects wide of the Flames net. Now Svechnikov will leave it far side for Aho. Aho being watched by Anderson. Loses it, finds it, and his pass across the line to D'Angelo is intercepted by Gaudreau, who read that play like a book, and now he springs Shillington. Shillington shoots, and Anderson makes an awkward-looking pad save.
Oliver Shillington leads all Flames in shots on goal tonight. That's his 6th.
He's been good, and he's been productive. Oliver Shillington just keeps adding to his career-high totals this season. Comes Mangiapane out to center. He gets hauled down. No penalty call. Cut to the middle. Aho yanked him down to the ice, and the referees let him off the hook. Mangiapane's got it again. He stick handles across the Hurricanes line and has the puck chopped off a stick by Pesci. Now Gudbranson will chip it in, and the Flames will back off to make a change as Shea takes over behind the Hurricanes net. One of the final few seconds of this 4-on-4. Trocheck speeds it up the left wing side. Gets away from Gudbranson, turns and drops Pesci. They play the puck into the far circle, but Teravainen has it knocked away, and now Flames will slide it down the ice. Out of the net to get it is Anderson, and he'll clear it out to center.
Sidorov put that puck in a slightly better area. Blake Coleman might have had a breakaway.
Anderson will one-hand the puck up the far boards, and now Kotkaniemi will lift it up in the air and out to center ice. Natchez. Lock it to Stahl, he spins and shoots it in behind Vladar's net. Kotkaniemi will catch up to it fireboards, but he has it whacked away by Dubé. And the Hurricanes are going to chase it to center and now bring it back in. Stahl drops it. Kotkaniemi tries to return the puck to Stahl, but Anderson steals it and feeds Hanifin, who clears it out. And now Gaudreau will nudge the puck ahead to Dubé, who skates it in. Dubé gets tied up from behind by Stahl, and Hurricanes fans like that as they'll lift the puck up in the air and roll it into the Flames zone. We're almost 8 minutes into the third period at PNC Arena in Raleigh. Well, the Flames had a 1-0 lead before the Hurricanes took a 4-1 lead. The Flames have since cut their deficit down to 2. It is Carolina 4 and Calgary 2. We've got an offside call, and we'll take a timeout with exactly 8 minutes gone in period number 3. The Flames wrapping up a 4-game road trip and trying to return to Calgary with a 2-2 record, but they've got some work to do. The Hurricanes with a 2-goal lead. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home and away, every game, all season. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
4-2, Hurricanes lead the Flames at PNC Arena in Raleigh. The final game of a 2-game season series between the two teams. The Hurricanes looking for the sweep. They doubled up the Flames 2-1 in overtime at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary back on December 9th. Puck sitting out in front of the Flames net. Backlund will grab it. turn it behind his net and leave it there for Zadorov. Zadorov gives the puck to Lucic, who sends it out to center. Backlund reaches back, picks up the puck, walks in and shoots and misses Anderson's net. Now Gabranson has a shot, stopped by the Hurricanes goaltender. Now Lucic's shot, and that one gets blocked by Jervis.
Flames have switched their lines again. Sorry, Derek.
Oh, no worries. Here comes Lorenz, and up the left wing side. Lorenz shoots and snaps it over top of Ladar's net. Puck gets held in right point by Shea, though, and he'll shovel it in behind the Flames net. I was just about to say that Seth Jarvis, the Hurricanes' 13th overall pick in the 2020 NHL draft, a youngster, the 19-year-old, is the fourth youngest player in the NHL this season. Here comes Gaudreau on a breakaway. Gaudreau shoots, and he scores! Johnny Gaudreau rips the puck off the iron where the goalpost and the crossbar connect. And the Flames get back to within one. They have cut the Hurricanes' lead to 4-3.
What a magnificent pass by Eric Gudbranson. Johnny Gaudreau stretches out, got in behind the Hurricanes' defense, raced in by himself, and made absolutely no mistake. Top shelf, under the bar, glove hand side. We've got a one-goal game.
Well, that certainly changes things, doesn't it?
Does it ever.
Flames needed that in the worst way, and you're right, what a pass. What a stretch pass by Eric Gudbranson to Johnny Gaudreau. And all of a sudden, it is a one-goal game again.
Gudbranson's first point since December 2nd in L.A.
Here's Coleman, ahead to Monahan. He turns up the near boards, protects the puck and plays it right point. Tanev, a shot tipped in the high slot by Coleman, but knocked down by the Hurricanes, who clear it out. Now Niederreiter slides it to Slavin, who moves it right wing side. Teravainen back to Slavin, out in front. And now Aho with a shot, gloved by Vladar, and he'll hold on.
It's interesting during the commercial break to watch Aho and Slavin have a conversation about things that they wanted to do together on the ice, and they almost combined right there. But Johnny Gaudreau finds the back of the net, his 15th of the year, and that's a biggie. Boy, if you could ever manage, after the topsy-turvy nature of this game, to even get to overtime, that would be a really big accomplishment.
Johnny Gaudreau picking up his 28th road point of the season. He is now tied with the Oilers' Leon Draisaitl for the league lead in that category. Puck will slide out to center ice. Slavin catches up to it, bats it up the far boards, and now Natchez will turn up the middle and slide it left wing side to Kotkaniemi. He tries to get it in deep, but it ends up bouncing off a body, and the puck ricochets all the way back into the Hurricane zone. Slavin will take over behind his net. Slides it to Stahl, who weaves his way across the red line, and now the Flames' blue line. Stahl shoots, and Vladar blockers that shot aside. Now Mangiapane will pick it up. Moves it to Anderson, who leads the charge out to center. He crosses the red line, shoots the puck in behind Anderson's net. Anderson will clear it up to the earboards, where Natchez knocks it down, and now slides it ahead to Trocheck. Will turn back out to center ice with it, and now get to the Flames' blue line and fling it into the far corner. Vladar comes out to get it, gives it to Gudbranson. Branson moves it up the left wing side to Gaudreau, makes a good pass ahead to Tkachuk. He'll flip it in behind the Hurricanes' net. Flames reuniting their top line of Lindholm, Gaudreau, and Tkachuk, down by a goal in the third period. Here comes Zadorov in with a shot, turns into a pass, and Lindholm can't quite reach the puck. Had he been able to, there was a little daylight there, Lou.
Yeah, it happened a couple of shifts ago when I interrupted you and said the Flames would make some changes, and that was one of the changes. Johnny Gaudreau taking advantage on his second last shift with that breakaway goal. We'll see where this one goes down the stretch.
Johnny Gaudreau had his four-game point streak snapped in last night's 4-1 loss to the Lightning, but he now has 9 points, 5 goals, and 4 assists in the last 6 games, and came into this game 8th in the Art Ross Trophy race. He's added to his totals. He's up to 38 points on the season. Here's Zadorov behind the Flames net. He'll lift it up in the air and out. Tkachuk trying to catch up to it. Will in the near corner. Tkachuk trying to keep the puck away from Cole Can as Cole strips it away from him and clears it out to center ice. Now Niederreiter takes over and crosses the Flames line. He leaves it for Teravainen. Gives it back to Niederreiter, but his backhand shot goes off the outside of Ladar's net. And Almanahan will pick the puck up. Leaves it in the near corner for Tanev, who slides it a rake wide to Shillington. It makes a one-touch pass to Monahan. Across the red line, and now the Hurricanes' blue line and drop. Coleman shoots, and that shot goes off of Cole and deflects wide of Anderson's net. And now Coleman steals the puck and drops it. Monahan trying to return it to Coleman. Probably should have shot that puck, Lou. Pass gets blocked.
He was in a great spot. That's the difference between his old confident self and where he's at now.
Here comes Lucic charging into the Hurricane zone. He drops to Coleman. Coleman shoots, and Anderson punches that puck aside. It's loose along the near board. Slavin can't get it out. Coleman holds it in. Coleman centers it. Lucic the redirect, and the puck goes fluttering over the Hurricane's net. And now here's Lucic. Right point to Anderson. He shoots, and that shot deflects just wide. The Flames all over the Hurricanes, trying to square the score at four. And now Lucic tries to play it back to the blue line, but it goes right between Hanifin and Anderson. And the Flames have to chase it back into their own zone.
Love to see where Blake Coleman went there. Driving the net.
Here's Mangiapane. He'll pick it up far half-boards and move it down low. Backlund centers. It goes off Lucic's skate, though. And again, deflects out of the Hurricane zone and down the ice. Calgary out shooting Carolina 38-31. But with 7:23 to play in the third period at PNC Arena in Raleigh, it's the Hurricanes 4 and the Flames 3 in a wild one. Bucket behind the Canes net. Mangiapane gets knocked down, but Gaudreau's going to grab it and drop it. Now a one-time shot by Lindholm gets blocked. Gaudreau's got it again. Gaudreau made it 4-3. With a breakaway goal, he drops to Gudbranson, who tries to jam the puck in. Gets hooked off of it, and we've got a penalty call coming up against the Hurricanes and the Flames, who have had three opportunities in the power play tonight and haven't hit pay dirt. We'll have a chance to tie this hockey game up with a power play goal when we come back. 7:02 to play in the third period in North Carolina on this Friday night. It is the Hurricanes 4 and the Flames 3. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Calgary Flames play here. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On the scoreboard at PNC Arena in Raleigh, it is the Hurricanes 4 and the Flames 3, but Calgary's about to head to the power play with a chance to draw even with Carolina in a game they trailed 4-1 in. And before we get to that, with a look at the Riverside Golf Center out-of-town scoreboard, the brand new host of Flames Talk from 4 to 7 weekdays, here's Pat Steinberg.
Just one update for you. Pavel Buchnevich has scored to give St. Louis their first lead tonight. They've got a 2-1 edge on Washington just past the midway mark of the second period. That's the only other NHL game on the schedule tonight.
As good as the Hurricanes' penalty kill is, and it's 25 for Slats, 25 and second best in the NHL, Lou, the Flames have to score on the power play here, don't they?
They better generate something out of it, that's for sure.
Their fourth chance of the game. We'll see if they can make it 1-for-4 and tie the game at 4. Here's Tkachuk. Top of the far circle to Gaudreau. Back to the blue line. Shillington with a shot, but he fans on it. And now Shea is going to shoot the puck down the ice. Flames with 7 shots in their first 3 power plays. As Shillington, the new quarterback of the first power play, skates it to center. And now bumps it back to Lindholm. It crosses the red line. Another Hurricanes blue line and slips it left wing side to Monahan. He drops it looking for Gaudreau, who is open in the high slot, but a good stick there by Aho to break up the pass and knock the puck down the ice. Gaudreau grabs it and then gives it away to Aho, who can't catch up to it at center as Tkachuk will pick the puck up and move it ahead to Monahan, but he gets yanked off of the puck and the Hurricanes will clear it down the ice again. The Flames have switched up their first power play unit. Monahan got moved to the second unit, but now he's back on the first. The chance to tie the game and a minute remaining in this fourth Flames power play of the night. But again, they get turned back at the Hurricanes blue line, and Lennar is going to tee it up in behind the net for Hanifin with now 45 seconds left in this Flames power play. A little bit less than 6 left in the third. It's the Hurricanes out in front 4-3. It was 4-1 though. The Flames making a game of it. And Slavin will scoop the puck up and skate it out to center. Gets to the Flames blue line. Tries to stick handle by his former teammate Hanifin, who forces him behind the net. And now Mangiapane will pick the puck up and skate it out to center, but as it's stolen, and the Hurricanes will dump it down the ice again. Lennar out of his net, protecting the puck from Staal, who got in quickly on the forecheck. Now Lorenz will pick it up in the near corner. Move it down low to Staal. It's Dubé, but it falls as Lewis picks the puck up and swings it into the near corner to Dubé. Umped by Stahl. Back the puck up to Zadorov. The fans are on their feet at PNC Arena. The Hurricanes have killed off the penalty. Flames now 0 for 4 in the power play tonight. Still down by a goal with just under 5 minutes remaining in regulation time. Flames will get it in deep. Not for long as Hurricanes chip it down the ice, and Trocheck will catch up to it in the near quarter. It's tied up like a Branson behind the net. And now Foss will pick it up and rim it around to the near boards. D'Angelo pinching in, knocks the puck into the corner. Trocheck and Foster digging forward there. Foss plays it back to the left point. D'Angelo with a shot off a couple of bodies. Zadorov and Svechnikov get all tangled up in front. We've got a penalty call coming up, and I think it's on Zadorov.
Ask me how surprised I am.
I don't have to.
Yeah, you know the answer.
It hasn't been the best night for the guys in stripes. We'll come back with a Hurricanes power play, a must kill for the Flames, who trail by one with less than 6 minutes left. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome to Alpine Credits. So you're the new recruit. Think you have what it takes?
Psh, all I have to say is, you're approved, right?
Oh, not so fast. You need to confirm that the loan applicant actually owns their home.
Right. Then the you're approved part.
Perfect.
Can I sing the song now?
No, actually,
we've got Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Oh, boy.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Go to alpinecredits.ca to get started. Some conditions apply.
What's your dream renovation? Kitchen update? Finished basement? Major renovation? Whatever it is, Envision Custom Renovations can make your renovation dreams reality. As seen on HGTV Property Brothers Forever Home, Envision Custom Renovations' team of professionals take the care and attention your project deserves. They have a proven process and deliver on time and on budget. From dream to reality, trust Envision. Visit EnvisionCustomRenovations.com.
This is Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary. Live from the iconic studio for iconic electric and controls. Get your career started in an iconic way. Apply to join the team today. Find job opportunities at iconicec.ca/careers. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, all sports radio. Home for your Calgary Flames and the NHL. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, Flames down a goal and now down a man, about to head to the penalty kill, powered by Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Your GSL family has expanded with the addition of Wolf Cadillac Calgary, focusing on customer loyalty and outstanding service every step of the way from first visit to purchase. Visit WolfCadillacCalgary.com. Flames shorthanded for just the second time tonight. 1-for-1 so far in the penalty kill, and they need to kill this one off. Trailing by a goal with just over 4 minutes remaining. Here's D'Angelo, top of the near circle. Karabinen tries a shot, fans on it, gets the puck back and drops it. Now D'Angelo plays the top of the far circle. Natchez with a shot off his own man, Aho. Now Natchez tries to play it back to the right point, but there's nobody home for the Hurricanes, and D'Angelo has to chase the puck back into his own territory. D'Angelo slides it up the right wing boards. And now Nate just turns it over as he crosses the Flames' blue line as Anderson's going to fire it off the glass and down the ice again.
That's how you clear a puck out of the zone. There's never any doubt that was going to go 200 feet.
D'Angelo will start the breakout. He moves the puck up the middle. Trocheck tries to get it in deep but can't. Anderson knocks it down and clears it right back out. Start to this Flames penalty kill. What they would love to do is score another shorthanded goal. They've got three of them this season, tied for ninth most in the NHL. Flames' first priority, though, is to kill off the penalty, and they're doing a good job of that as Hanifin shoots it down the ice again.
Real good job after the initial faceoff win and an early sequence by the Hurricanes.
30 seconds remaining in the Zadorov penalty. Under three to play in the third. It is the Hurricanes 4 and the Flames 3 at PNC Arena in Raleigh. Back to the right point. Slavin will slot it ahead, and I got a return pass from Jarvis. Slavin, near side to Svechnikov with a shot, stop, rebound, Niederreiters, robbed by Vladar, who leaps on top of the loose puck and hangs on.
Not sure that's his best, but it's his most important, because Niederreiter was poised and ready, and Andrew Mangiapane needs to be careful here.
A bit of a sucker punch there to the face of Marty Natchez.
Flames, we think, will return to home ice next Thursday when Brady Tkachuk and the rest of the Ottawa Senators, at this point, set to come to Calgary. From the Envision Custom Renovations Hot Stove Lounge, Patty will host Mr. Fireplace Flames warm-up at 6 as part of the new Flames talk. And Derek and I will have call of the action from the Peter Maher radio broadcast booth, sponsored by South Point Toyota, shortly after 7.
Aesop coming up to Vladar's right. 2:35 left in the third period. Flames need one to tie as they dump the puck down the ice, which they can do because final few seconds are about to come off the clock in the Hurricanes' power play. So we're back to 5-on-5. And I'm sure Daryl Sutter will try to get Dan Vladar to his bench and an extra attacker onto the ice as soon as he possibly can, with his team behind by a goal with just over 2 minutes remaining. Hannafin will backhand the puck down the ice. Picking it up at the Hurricanes line is Shea. Slides it left wing side. Svechnikov comes in, tries a shot, but gets fronted by Anderson, who pushes him off the puck. And now Kotkaniemi will take over behind the Flames net. Hannafin takes him down and maybe gets away with one. Puck back to Shea, who steps in and shoots and scores. Shea scores an insurance goal and gives the Hurricanes a 5-3 lead.
Well, the Flames were going to be penalized. They saw the referee's arm in the air behind the net. Hannafin tugged down Kotkaniemi, but not enough to prevent him from finding the trailing Brady Shea. The Flames caught way too far over to one side of the ice. No one anywhere near Brady Shea. Jumped in from the left point, traffic in front, inside the short side post, 5-3.
Are they going to challenge this?
Why wouldn't you?
Calgary is using a coach's challenge to challenge goaltender interference prior to the goal.
All right, well, we'll try to get a better look at replay on Sportsnet West. Funny shot up on our monitors right now. You've got two young ladies sitting in the first row behind Daryl Sutter, just giving the camera the thumbs down, Lou. Two thumbs down for those two young ladies.
Yeah.
I don't see any goaltender interference there. I'm sorry.
Steven Lorenz, the player in question. Little bit of a bump at the top of the crease, but not much.
Yeah, I mean, I've given up guessing on these coaches' challenges, but I'd be surprised if this got overturned.
Yeah,
then
so
again, I've been surprised before, so you never know.
Well, the Flames need it to be, that's for sure.
I think it's a good challenge.
It's a great challenge.
Because the game's over. If you don't get the goal overturned, you're down by two with less than 2 minutes left.
Yeah, it's a, why wouldn't you? That was my first reaction, and it's still my reaction.
Upon review of the play, the call on the ice is confirmed. Calgary, good ball. Calgary's got a bench minor, delayed game.
Now the look on Daryl Sutter's face says it all. Tough finish to this four-game road trip. Flames started with a 5-1 victory over the Blackhawks in Chicago on Sunday, then a 6-2 loss to the Panthers in Sunrise on Tuesday. A 4-1 loss to the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion and first overall Lightning in Tampa last night. And then such a promising start to this game against the Hurricanes in Raleigh tonight. Flames dominant for the first 15 minutes, but only up 1-0. And you said it. You said the only thing that worried you about the start was the fact that the Flames didn't have a larger lead than one goal. The Hurricanes got it going in the final 5 minutes of the first, tied it up before the end of one. Took a 4-1 lead before the Flames made it 4-2 before the end of two, and well, just too little too late as it turns out.
That's a good challenge too, because Flames are going to be shorthanded regardless, because they were getting a penalty, so if the goal had been overturned, they would have still been shorthanded.
Well, now they really need a shorthanded goal, trailing by two with still over a minute and a half remaining. Flames have scored three shorties this season, so I'm sure they'll be a little bit more aggressive on this penalty kill, looking for their fourth. Here comes Aho to the red line. He moves the puck to Natchez, who leaves it right wing side. Puck gets shoveled in behind the net by Stepan. Aho will chop it back to the right point. D'Angelo walks the line and slides it far side over to Natchez. Natchez being watched by Dubé, moves it down low to Aho, works it out in front, and good read there by Vladar, who saw that pass coming. He grabs the puck with his glove and holds on for a face-off with now 57.9 seconds left in the third period, and the Canes up by a pair.
Well, and a big storyline coming in. I think fair to say we were all surprised not to see Jacob Markstrom tonight. And there was a couple of points in this game where could have made a change.
Yeah.
So,
but the fact that he didn't start, there's a shot off the goal post. Svechnikov scores. Dan Vladar is slow getting across his crease from left to right. Looked like a set face-off play. Andrei Svechnikov standing all by himself along the near half-boards, and he just wires one into the top of the Flames net. And the Hurricanes now have a 6-3 lead.
Great shot by Svechnikov, but one you still have to have from almost the left-wing boards. Well, the road has been very kind to the Flames the majority of the season, but not the last three games of this trip.
Even after this loss, they'll still be tied for the league lead in road wins with 13, because the team they're tied with is the team they're playing tonight, the Hurricanes. I'm winding down to the third period. Branson steps in, tries a shot, has it blocked, and the puck ricochets off a bear up over the glass and out of play. This will be the first regulation for the Flames in the back half of a back-to-back this season. They had a very impressive 3-0-1 record prior to tonight, Lou.
Yeah, they've handled those situations well. They came into the season knowing they would have 14 back-to-backs. Who knows how many they might end up with now with all the postponed games.
Just over 20 seconds left in the third. Monahan wins an offensive zone draw. Gabranson has a slap shot and has it blocked, and Bears down on the ice and having a tough time getting to his feet. Here comes Coleman and up the right wing side, but he bobbles the puck. Flames have to clear out on a delayed offside call, and the Hurricanes will just rag the puck and kill the clock as they come from behind to win this game. Great start, horrible finish for the Flames at PNC Arena in Raleigh tonight. Flames had a 1-0 lead, but the Hurricanes score six and defeat the Flames by a final score of 6-3. And the Flames will return to Calgary, where at some point in time, they'll try to snap a three-game losing streak.
Well, unless something changes, and in a world that we live hour by hour, you never know. Flames, I'm sure, will get a day off tomorrow, and then they'll be put to work for the next 2 or 3 days to get set for Thursday.
Again, the plan, in case you're just joining us, is to play that game against the Senators, the Tkachuk Bowl coming up at Scotiabank Saddledome on Thursday night, but plans can change. For example, the Senators were supposed to play in Vancouver tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night, yes.
And they canceled, or I shouldn't say canceled, they postponed that game against the Canucks today. So it can happen that quickly, but at the moment, the Flames and the Senators are scheduled to play at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary on Thursday night. Of course, you can stay tuned to Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Follow us on social media at Sportsnet 960 and both Twitter and Instagram. And of course, you can follow the Flames on social media at NHL Flames, or visit their website at calgaryflames.com for the latest scheduling news. And hopefully we'll have some schedule news this week, Lou, because even if the Flames do play that game against the Senators on Thursday night, we don't know when the next game is going to be because they've got a two-week gap with only one game.
Yeah, the next game after that at this point would be the 18th at home to the Florida Panthers.
So we will see what happens. Here are the Silver Hill Acura 3 stars tonight.
And an assist, number 71, Jesper Foss. The second star of the game from the Carolina Hurricanes with 2 goals tonight, number 37, Andre.
Is it Vinny Trocheck coming next?
And the first star of the game from the Carolina Hurricanes with a goal tonight, number 76, Brady Shattery.
Well, that dropped out in an awful hurry, but good to get our 3 stars brought to you by Silver Hill Acura. Family-owned and operated for over 34 years on McLeod Trail South. Visit SilverHillAcura.com. Again, the 3 stars tonight, all Hurricanes. The third star, Jesper Foss. The second star, Andrei Svechnikov. And the first star, Brady Shea. Well, in case you haven't heard, Pat Steinberg, starting on Monday, is the brand new host of a brand new show called Flames Talk. It'll run weekdays from 4 to 7. Sometimes we'll incorporate Mr. Fireplace Flames warm-up into that show.
Quite a bit, in fact.
Yeah, sometimes we won't, but lots of Flames talk coming up on what looks like a new program schedule here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Again, you can check out our website or check out our social media channels for more on that. Such a promising start to this game against the Hurricanes tonight. Flames dominant for the first 15 minutes, but they could only score one, and the Hurricanes battle back. They had a 4-1 lead at one point. The Flames made it interesting. They got back to within one at 4-3, but the Hurricanes score a couple of insurance goals. The final score tonight at PNC Arena in Raleigh, the Hurricanes 6 and the Flames 3.